Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Well, like I said last week, if anybody can help Joe, it is Meredith. Plus, Alex finally found a donor for Gus, but there are so many problems with getting him the blood. And, oh my goodness, DeLuca proved his love for Meredith. We're going to talk about all that and more, plus our special segments and some news and gossip. Don't go anywhere.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Woo! I'm feeling real hype. This is perfect for my mood.
It just, it's a mood booster.
It is.
I don't have to do that awkward.
I'm more so feeling this intro song because it was an amazing episode.
It was a great episode. And I'm so happy all of us are here tonight.
Yes. I know. Look at this, guys. Full panel.
It's all of us, guys.
First time with all of these lovely ladies here.
Woo.
Awesome.
Well, we're going to get into it. Thank you guys for joining us tonight. I am your host, Elle Marie, and I have my full panel.
Hey, guys. Elena here and back.
Hey, guys. Krista.
What's up, guys? I'm Benny Adams.
Man.
It was amazing.
I still got my work shirt on. Sorry, guys. anyway. What were you guys' overall thoughts about this episode, besides it being like, yes, finally?
But that's my thought. Yeah. I'm just like, we finally graze. It's old graze, the graze I love. Mm-hmm. We watch it because it is uber dramatic. Mm-hmm. And this episode, we got the drama, which means the finale is going to be intense. Jeez. So
it's gonna be good.
Super excited to watch that.
Yeah.
I loved this episode. There were parts in this episode where I literally like jumped. I was like, oh my God, this really happened.
Yeah.
It was that good. And I can't wait to see the finale.
Yeah, there were definitely some OMG like mouth open like moments for me. So
the fact that it was so thrilling though, I mean, even if it wasn't as dramatic, if we didn't have all the big things for different scenes or different characters, it was little things like Gus's mom catching a tantrum or small things like that that really made the episode for me. Because again, and I think we've mentioned this throughout the season, we have had a bit of a disconnect with some patients. So for the first, maybe third time this season, in my opinion, we finally became attached to a patient, became attached to his parents, could feel what they were going through, could relate to her freakouts, her arguing. You know, all of that is what made this episode so good to me, and for more than one patient.
Yeah.
Finally.
I know.
And this season.
See, when you said the thing about Gus's mom, like, for a second I was like, I forgot she broke her husband's butt today because we had so much drama at the end, but the whole episode was filled with a lot, so it was great.
Yeah. Let's kick it off with Meredith and Joe, because like I said, we were talking about it last week, like, we felt like Meredith would be the person that'd be able to get through to her, that she would finally open up to and talk about what happened, because no one knew what happened. Like, everyone just knew she was just very, very sad. So Meredith was finally the one to break through. What'd you guys think about their scene?
I liked it. I'm glad that the writers chose Meredith to be the one to get Joe to open up.
Yeah.
Because Meredith, she's gone through many dark times in her life. So it seemed like the perfect match, you know, for someone who's been able to get out of that darkness to help another person find their way out of the darkness. And I really liked the approach that she took. She wasn't just, you know, tell me what happened, do this, do that. She took it easy on her, and she was pretty much telling her, you tell me when you want to tell me, but I'm not leaving this bed until you tell me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Like, she's always usually like that, though,
she
which is what makes her the perfect person for this.
Yeah.
She has that kind of, I really don't care what you say or what you're going through. If I say that I'm going to be here, I'm going to be here. So kick me out as many times as you want to kick me out. And she, and it was a scene where Joe was like, I'm not asking you to leave. I'm telling you, or something like that. And Meredith kind of just laid her head on the pillow so nonchalantly. Right. And I was like, girl.
I know. I just, I love it that it was Meredith. And also, I feel like, especially in this particular situation with Joe, it couldn't be Alex that she opened up to. It's just something like that. She needed to do it. She needed to talk to it, talk about it to Meredith. And because it's going to be so much harder for her. You can tell she's still not ready to tell Alex. So I think this was a really great stepping stone for her. Because she's been on this for a long time, it feels like. Yeah. So I was ready for a breakthrough.
And at first, I was kind of feeling like, you know, Alex is your husband. You should be able to open up to him. You should be able to tell him things. But that is pretty, it's pretty heavy.
I think it's like she doesn't want to accept it. So maybe that's why it's going to be easier for her to come out to Meredith. So hopefully.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Yeah. Alex is next.
Yeah. And I like how Meredith flipped it on her because Joe brought up the what she had been through with her ex. What was his name?
Paul.
She's been through a lot. Yeah, she's been through a lot. And she kind of felt like as if she deserved it because she felt like she was conceived through a violent act. And so everything in her life has been kind of violent and crazy. And she just felt like she said, that was her birthright. So I like how Meredith flipped it. Like, no, you're a survivor. You turned darkness and you made it into light. You know what I mean? Because you could have already been broken from a lot of the things that you already been through, but you didn't break. You know what I mean? And you kept going. You were a light for other people. She brought up the rape victim that was that episode where all the women were in the hallway so she could feel comfortable. That was
so good.
Such a good episode.
Yeah.
So yeah, I like how she just kind of, you know what I mean? You're not, that's not, you're right.
Nevermore, I'm sorry, Nevermore in the chat says that Meredith was perfect to talk about survival because there is a lot that Meredith has also gone through that we've known about, but we forget until she, I forgot about her giving up. And the ocean. I totally forgot. So when her and Joe was having that conversation, and Joe said, but you fought, right? And she said, no.
Yeah, she literally gave up.
I stopped, and I forgot. And I was like, oh, that's right.
Like, I visualized that whole scene in my head. I remember that. I remember they had to bring her body temperature up. Nobody was giving up. Bailey, especially, like, Bailey was like, on it, like no, and you had Derek kind of just being confused because it's like she can swim. Why did she do this? You know what I mean? So it was like, no, I've been, I may not have gone through what you went through in particular, but I've gone through my own version of darkness, and I was ready to let go and give up.
And everything that she's gone through, you know, that situation, losing her mom, losing her father, losing her husband. You know,
sister.
Terrible. Yeah, her sister. Terrible things to go through, but she's come out of it that much stronger.
Yeah, and so I'm glad that she finally got Joe to a point where she was, she's able to kind of talk to Alex about it, talk to Bailey, like she said, like, let's do a proper leave so you can still have your time because you're not ready, you know, yet to really, like, go back to work, but you just need your time, so let's do it the right way.
Did anyone else feel like when Meredith brought Joe back to the hospital that Joe was going to get into something crazy?
Yeah.
I did.
Like, especially when Danica left her, I was like, oh no.
What is she going to do?
I just knew that it was going to go south. I knew.
I kind of thought she was gonna like try and like work on a patient or something, and then something was gonna go like crazy wrong, and it was gonna be all her fault, and then she'd go crazy again. And
I'm
glad like, that didn't happen.
Thank goodness.
Man, oh man. So Alex, he finally finds a donor for Gus. And he gets some. I should have wrote down the issue that the woman had.
Let me tell you what she had.
I just wrote down high anxiety.
She had agoraphobia or something like that.
That was too much.
Francis was a piece of work. Oh, I remember sitting there and I literally said, because, I mean, Monk doesn't have this but she reminded me a little bit of Monk. Do y'all know Monk? Like mm-hmm. that show?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes, no. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. It was amazing. And I was like, Frances is giving Monk a run for his money right now because she was not having it for anything. Every single suggestion that they came up with, she was over
Could you
it.
Imagine living like that?
What? I mean, some people are,
yeah,
though.
Which is crazy.
Which is crazy. But then once she explained, because of her blood type is like Gus, it's very rare. So, like,
she bleeds.
She's done. So you can kind of understand where she's coming from, I guess. But at the same time, it's like, you've got to live your life, though.
Yeah.
Like, that was crazy.
In the beginning, I was getting annoyed with her. I was like, come on. Like, there's this kid who is on the verge of death. Like, you got to, like, think for someone other than yourself. Mm-hmm. But when she opened up about what her mom told her when she was a kid and how she would just break if anything happened to her, and there's one side of her brain that says, you know, it's not going to happen, and then there's the other side that says, you know, it's going to happen. It made me think, like, I feel like a lot of people, it's so easy to go towards the negative side and to pick the negative side, and it's more work to choose the positive side. Like, you know, you can get through this. Mm-hmm. You just have to take the extra steps. And that's what it is. You have to work a little bit harder to go to that positive route. And so that's what I really like towards the end of it. And that's when I really started feeling sympathetic for her, because it's those two sides that you have to pick.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like she inspired us all just to really fight, because there are other things that each of us are dealing with that we may have a fear of or maybe hesitant to do, and it may seem so easy to someone else, like you could just do it, like, but to us it's like the biggest fear in the world. So to whatever that is for us here at the panel or you guys watching, I feel like we could take something away from that. And you know, if not, we could just sing Wake Me Up
Before What a song. You Go.
She could sing too.
What?
She could sing. You didn't think she could sing?
She was okay.
What do you call she sing? Was right. Like, what's... We're not gonna know. I'm not... No.
Wow.
I see what you tried to do.
Wow.
You tried to bait quiet. Me
no.
right now?
She could sing.
Like, she could sing?
I thought she could sing. You didn't think she could
she
sing?
She could hold a note.
Yeah.
She was better than me.
She could sing better than me.
You know, singing abilities are a matter of opinion. So
I mean, Schmidt came in and...
Schmidt wasn't bad. He really held that note at the end.
I was going to say that high note he hit, though. I was like, hey, Schmidt.
I couldn't do
Someone
that.
Someone was in the choir. No.
she's an all
Elena's
that.
Not going that. Like,
I'm just, no. I'm really trying to figure out where y'all come from, but you know what? this is not the conversation thing.
Oh my goodness. But Schmidt had to go get reinforcements, and we get Owen to come by and just try to help her out. But then back at the hospital, you have Gus, who is starting, his condition is getting worse. Mm-hmm. He had a heart attack, poor little thing. And his mom is just getting so frustrated.
Was that funny to you? I'm sorry.
I let it ride. This is hard tonight.
Gus had a heart attack, poor little thing.
Just the poor little thing at the end. Continuing on with the show.
It was the poor little thing that got her. Oh,
we are judging in here tonight, guys.
I'm sorry. I'll
this is
be
a
better.
Safe place.
It's me. I'll be better.
I thought it was a safe place. Continuing on.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, goodness. Okay, guys.
So his mom throws a fit, knocks over the Legos and everything, and then dad breaks his butt.
See, that's what was funny.
Right.
It was leading up to the broken butt.
Right. So it's like, what else can go wrong with your family? It's
right?
like, you poor thing. But she found humor in the whole point that her husband broke his butt and his rectum.
That was the disgusting part. When the rectum, we looked at each other, we were like,
how? What is a Lego? I don't even need to know the details.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... Here's the scenario. The one time that you lose your ish...
Yeah.
You break your husband. and it's really not funny. It's just that...
He loses his ish.
He kind of handled it like a champ.
He
handled so
it.
Mad.
Yeah, he did so good. But I was a little annoyed. So I understand the situation. Like, your son is going to die. I would have been less annoyed if this was the breakdown last week. Like, I feel like the way she was coming at Alex tonight, you said that you would find someone to donate blood. He did. You said that you would save him. He is.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And I get the frustration and I get the sadness.
But and he's no gone above and beyond.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So if she would have had this moment last week when Joe was being ridiculous and spilled the beans too soon, that was perfect.
Yes.
But right now, I literally have the only person in the world, and I'm doing everything that I can to get. I'm keeping you on all of my promises. Mm-hmm. And you know you're not supposed to make promises as a doctor.
No.
And he's literally saying, I promise.
Yeah.
Mm. So the way she attacked him a bit, I felt bad, but I do love how he received it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I love that she was able to laugh at the fact that she broke her husband's rectum. And even he chuckled a bit, so it was pretty great.
Yeah, yeah. But and then they found ways to kind of keep Gus going until they get the blood. And then, like, this is one of those things that's going to spill over until next episode. But it's like, you're waiting. You have the person here. It's like you just can't get there yet. Like, so they're stuck in traffic with the donor blood lady, and it's like, come on.
I was so confused when Schmidt said they landed, but then he said, well, she still isn't on the ground.
Yeah. I was like, right. I thought it was they like actually had the blood already.
Sample. Yeah. And I was like, oh, it's a person that won't get on the ground.
I was like, did he lie?
Yeah.
What, we can't afford this. Gus is dying. Get it together.
Yeah. Right. I thought the same thing at first. And then I was like, oh, okay. I guess she physically has to be here. Maybe it needs to be super fresh. I don't know. Or it's probably that delicate because of the, you know what I mean? You don't want the blood getting lost in.
Yeah. And like, it's probably like, she's all the way in London, so how long does that stay? Does it keep
didn't she also say, because didn't they try to take
on the plane they did.
Yeah. And then she was like, oh no, I don't want you to do that.
Needs to be in a hospital.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. She just went through her
also give kudos to Owen. So we've given him a lot of flack this season, and the therapy is really working, brother. Like, that therapy is helping him out.
It's helping. Therapy's healthy.
He was so helpful to Francis, and we've seen him be in this position before. You know what I mean? Working with patients and being that he's in trauma and that he's come from this past and he's had hurt. But the level of clarity that he delivered his speech to Francis with was just wow. Like, if I was Teddy, I would have fallen in love with him too. So I'm not mad at her. But it was great. All I'm saying is, it was great. The way that he came in, the way that he had the idea to FaceTime Gus, kudos to Owen.
Yeah, it was great. I am over this whole Teddy Owen thing.
Agreed.
They all need to pick. Like, we gave them so many chances to pick a team, pick a player.
Big
and like
one.
It really 24 episodes, and now they're. I mean, it's been beyond this season, but you know,
And the thing is, I said last time, Owen is better off right now by himself. And look, he's by himself, and look how he's flourishing.
Look how well he's doing.
Amazing.
He's by himself, but he's in love. Remember, he told his therapist last week,
"That's true.
I'm going to tell her I love her."
Yeah, but he's in love, but he hasn't. He's not with her, though. They're not together. And just as whenever he's in a relationship, that's when it gets bad.
That was before the therapy.
Yeah, so maybe this will make a difference. We can
That's
hope.
True.
Fingers crossed. Because I can't get on this train again.
I'm just like.
But this time it's Teddy that's like, even though he knows who he loves to, wouldn't that be something if he turned around and was
I hope it's right. It's Amelia.
It is Amelia, I think.
Well, God.
That's right.
Because he was so pissed about Link and Amelia.
Yeah, he was.
And now,
it's interesting because I didn't even think about that. I just automatically assumed he was thinking about Teddy.
I assume, but the way he had just seen her in Link, and he was, you could see he was like, dang.
Right.
I believe that
nothing
it's Amelia.
Gets a man
he even
like
told
jealousy.
Leo. He's like, Leo, did you see that?
See what your aunt was doing?
I believe that it was Amelia, and I think that depending on what happens next episode, he may change his mind, so he's going to be the one going in this circle that we're so
then
dizzy
it needs
from.
To end.
Right?
It was crazy.
Like, I am so tired of it. Like, she was all swooned by him, like, I guess, you know, taking charge and doing what he does. And I guess that's what Teddy likes about him. And then when, with one of Teddy's patients, Kari.
Yeah, I agree with Lenita in the chat. She was saying how she feels bad for Karasik, Tom, because he's going to be so hard.
Yeah,
I do too.
He's been so good.
He started
good
out
her.
As such a, you know, jerk, mm-hmm. and now we've seen him really go 180, really.
Yeah. Before we move on, let's go ahead and get a message from our network really quickly.
Yeah, guys. So we just want to let you know how grateful we are for you making us the ESPN of TV Talk. But in order for us to get even bigger and for us to grow even more, we need your help. So if you are on YouTube right now, go ahead and give us a thumbs up. If you're on iTunes, go ahead and give us a 5-star. And whether you're on either platform, go ahead and leave us a comment. Let us know how we're doing. And just keep watching and keep enjoying the show. Working at AfterBuzz, it means so much to us. You have no idea. And we're just so grateful that you guys continue to watch us.
Yes, thank you so much. And everybody in the live chat right now.
I know, you guys are... We love you.
Amazing.
Yes. Committed.
Yeah.
We are committed.
Right? Love it. And it's always the same people coming back.
Yes.
Love it so much.
24 episodes this season. We hung in there, everybody.
I know. Woo, we should have a
That's
party
how you know
week.
That we're all true fans. Yes. Even when it dipped a little, we were like, no.
It'll be back.
This is great.
It'll be fine.
We're going to love it.
But yeah, but so back to Kari. So she had this moment. She's talking to Toby, and she's like, because she has to have another surgery, she's still paralyzed. It's, the stem cells aren't working. But she's telling Toby, like, we can't live in fear, basically. You know what I mean? Like, their life, you can't live life without fear. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or you know, something happening. You know what I mean? So you just have to push through because things will happen. And so this whole speech that she's giving, and Teddy's sitting there with tears in her eye. And I'm just like, I don't have time. Because I knew I could see where Teddy was going, where her mind was going. She's like, this is, I love Owen. I can't live in fear, not be with him.
Mm-hmm. Like, I laughed a lot this episode.
Yeah.
A lot of it was just like, girl.
Now?
Come on. Right? And I know the exact moment because in my mind, or maybe aloud, I started saying, she's going to break up with Tom. She's going to break up with Tom. And poor Tom sitting there trying to buy.
Building baby changing tables.
He's trying to get a baby changing table. He's high off life.
He's kicked out her a
perfect loft. Yeah. Poor Tom. But
head over heels.
Has Owen tried to give you the perfect loft?
No.
Hmm?
Owen has never been in therapy before. Y'all going to stop trying to come for Owen. That's what I'm trying to say.
He's in therapy just realizing that
Owen's
he knows Amelia.
A new man.
And the thing is, I understand where Teddy is coming from because she said, you know, with Owen, she, even though there's just so much drama that comes along with dating him, she feels something. She feels that passion with him.
Which you've been, and then you should have been feeling this whole time.
This whole time.
Figuring it out.
That's what happens sometimes. You know, you have to leave someone in order to see what you've missed.
I don't know.
And
about,
I think
like,
that's what happened.
And I wanted to ask you guys, right?
Multiple times.
And I wanted to ask you guys about like the two types of love. You know what I mean? Because you have that like crazy love and it's all so much chaos and drama and back and forth and people kind of thrive off of that, like that's the one that they have to be with. But then you have, and not that it's that you're settling, but you have the love that makes you feel a little bit more secure, you know, and safe. So like what where do you guys lean? Do you guys
I feel
lean
like
on
there
like
should be a happy medium?
Right?
We can have a little bit of both, maybe?
Cuz like all this drama, I can't continue to go through all this drama and like oh it's exciting now, but like well right. when we're older and we have a child together, what?
JT says Teddy wants a toxic relationship
basically.
That's kind of what she was saying. But she was just saying that he's the one that like which I get. Like yeah, that's who I'm passionate about, but then you've always known this and why'd you like I get that she was trying to do the safe thing, but that's like first of all not fair to Karasik.
Not at all.
You know, especially if you were having it's just like these two. Yeah. I could just go
on. It's like her reasons, like you said, that's toxicity in a relationship.
I mean, the whole rage, drama, mad thing, that's we're too grown. You don't want that.
Yes, but the passion, I agree with you on that.
But the passion and feeling ignited,
I get that. Yeah.
You really want that. You don't want to be in a relationship, regardless of if you feel safe or not, you don't want to be bored.
No.
Right. I don't want it to be cold. I do want there to be some levels of intensity, but that intensity does not mean that we need to be arguing and stabbing each other in the back and breaking each other's heart.
Yeah.
Not that type. I want the mature
adult. So like
Krista
said, like a happy medium.
Like you need to take Tom and Owen and just
merge them together.
Yeah. Get the best of the both worlds.
Can you imagine what that would be like?
Chloe in the chat room says, Owen is not a toxic relationship, and I really, really, really want you to expound on that because
please do.
When they were together prior to his therapy, obviously, he was pretty toxic.
Mm-hmm. And not only with Teddy, with almost.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Maybe not with Christina. Although he cheated on Christina.
Yeah, and he almost choked her out before he got, he got the PTSD a little bit out of control. But he's in therapy now, so maybe we'll get a better version.
A whole new side of Owen.
I'm not saying Owen isn't a good man. He is. He just has some issues that
for sure
we're addressing.
I could agree with
Owen in a relationship. That Owen is, he needs some work. And yes, we acknowledge that he's getting it. Mm-hmm. But
got some ways to go.
And I knew that Teddy was going to, her water was going to break because she was just working so hard this episode. She was with Gus.
Yeah.
And then she ran from with Gus to be with Kari, who, I mean, I know that we seen Kari last week when there was still no movement, but I really did forget that that she was still paralyzed, that she was still there until Toby came back and it was all of that situation. But Teddy was also handling that. So Teddy's been running around while, what's my homegirl name? Maggie.
Oh, yeah.
was out there breaking her ankle.
Getting bit by forest bugs.
Which, now Gus is in so much trouble because all his doctors are just dropping like flies.
Right.
Dang, that's true.
Rip fries. Stop.
Feta fries. It was random. It
was
so
good. like, what are we going to do next week?
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to be scary.
It's going to be so much going on next week. Oh, my. I can't wait. But let's talk about Teddy. Teddy. Maggie. And
Jackson. Maggie is not a camper. We can establish that. That's fine. Get her out of the woods.
We talk about Teddy and Owen so much. My brain just kept saying Teddy and Owen. But yeah, so she camped. She finally did something.
I like that she did it for him, but now he's seen what it's like.
And she tried.
She really did. Tried. Poor girl. It was not in the cards for her.
I didn't like the storyline, but I'm glad. I feel like they're setting it up. For the finale.
Yeah,
because it just seemed like, you know, there's all this stuff going on. And we're just seeing that Maggie doesn't like to camp. And she gets bit by a bug.
But she said that.
It's like they had to set it up to show that she's making, you know, an effort. Yeah, and then to get her stuck on a mountain or whatever the reason is they can't get down
it's
on
like
the range.
It's like Maggie and Jackson's relationship are like, they're still trying to make fetch happen. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the definition of their relationship.
You're such a hater. Or she actually is allergic to the bug that bit her, and Jackson's really going to have to save her life with the tools that he has.
How crazy would that be?
I don't have time for that because maybe they're laboring and she has to help Gus.
I know what she got to do, but let me tell you, it's the finale, so be prepared.
My heart.
Maybe he saves her and then just, we don't know. And then she still makes
unless
it into
unless he leaves
the hospital.
Her and she dies.
I wonder if this is going to be, like, a revelation for both of them that maybe...
This doesn't work.
Yeah. I'm trying. I'm trying to root for them because, I've been giving them a lot of flack as a couple. So I'm hoping for the best for them.
May I say something to the ladies real quick? Everyone watching at home.
Oh, God.
Jackson ain't never looked finer than he did today. My goodness. That man there, when he pulled the curtain back on the tent and it was storming,
it's
I was like, wow.
Rugged camping. Yes.
Like, I told Krista, I was like, when he put the ointment on Maggie's neck, like, I felt it.
Like, I was like, that's nice.
I was like, right there.
I was like, wow, this is what they've been talking about. Okay, sorry, moment over. Come back, fellas, come back. Welcome back, Vinny.
All right, boys,
thank you. It's good to be back. Thanks. Thanks. What were you guys talking about?
You don't want to know.
Oh, nothing. Well, DeLuca,
man,
he proved himself.
He
proved his love.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he tried. He tried to prove himself.
I'm sorry. This storyline is the only thing that I'm like not too happy with. Because first of all, we've already seen this with Mare.
That's my girl.
I will say
Mare's been through this with the Alzheimer's trial. Like we've seen it play out, and
that's right.
Which is fine. I know we're 15 seasons in, and some things we're gonna have to repeat again. But it's, and I know this is a different case, it's insurance fraud, but like, how many times is she, and it's like other people are now getting in trouble for it, and it's just, and I know DeLuca did it out of a good place, but Mare made that decision knowing damn well what could have happened as a mother. So it's just like, why is she still doing this? It makes me mad.
Did anybody think that that was what was going on. So Catherine comes to the hospital, and then Bailey, they're in the room. Yeah,
I had a bad feeling, but I didn't know it was about that.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I had no idea.
Right?
I was clueless. I was like, "What are they talking about?"
When the people came in, I thought it was going to be about why the little girl was still at the hospital.
Okay, mm-hmm.
Because I thought that somehow when they decided to keep her there so that she could automatically get insurance, then the whole putting Ella's name down no longer counts.
That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. So I was like, why? I thought we figured this out. We came up with a plan B.
Yeah. So it was a little heartbreaking because, wow. You know what I mean?
Well, and it sucks because it's out of a good place.
Yeah.
It's just, oh, it's so frustrating.
Mm-hmm. But the way that Fox, first of all, Catherine came back in the hospital on fire.
She did. Okay.
She was on fire. Come on. I want the dress like today.
She stays on point.
Secondly, though, I was ready to kick her out because she act like this not her family. Like, the way that she walked into this hospital and was ready to hand somebody over to the authorities, you act like these are not the same people who just risked their lives to save you.
Which, Weber, this is going to be tension with Weber. Yeah. And Weber, like, you know, Weber would be all in to save everyone's butt. So
and she
just
knew, if you're coming in, you already know what the issue is. You didn't try to save anybody.
Or, like, you know Meredith. You know Meredith.
Yeah.
She knows Meredith's behind
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But with her, I think the stakes are higher.
Yeah.
You know?
But come
like
on.
Her.
But like, her give him a hint.
But there's been worse.
Some signals from this, you know?
Because if she doesn't step up and do what she did, then she's in trouble. And the stakes are so much higher for her.
Well,
like,
she's not operating
but
much anymore.
But the stakes have been higher before, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's not like Meredith put Ella's name down for any kind of reason. Mm-hmm. She put it down because there was an immigrant child who could not get service.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that it went the way that it went because in the last episode, I was saying it was kind of, I thought it was a little irresponsible for the writers to have Meredith do that and for there to not be a consequence.
Well, we know now DeLuca really loves
her. Exactly.
He took the blame. Right. Yeah.
I feel like he took the blame as a way to, for sure, he loves Meredith.
Yeah.
I'll say that. But also as a way to be like, look at me proving my love to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He's kind of that person, so.
You know, he's the person, like,
let me show you how much.
Meredith's going to be pissed. She's already pissed, and she's stuck in the tube, so she can't stop
him. That's true. Perfect timing.
Mm-hmm. Perfect timing. But when she gets out that tube, she's going to say, you were stupid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like, why would you stupidly throw your career away for... And he's going to be like, I was saving you. But you know Meredith thinks she's invincible anyway.
Yeah, true.
So she's going to be like, let me save myself. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I love you being that stupid. Sorry, that's a prediction I'll hold.
Yeah, and maybe DeLuca doesn't realize the consequences are as bad as they're going to be. Yeah.
He casually said, I'll be in jail.
I'll be in jail. Like, what?
It's likely.
Sir.
You going. Right?
Bye.
It's not fun. What are you talking about?
And Meredith really isn't the type of person to be like, oh, my knight in shining armor. You saved my life. Thank you so much. You know? She feels like she can handle herself and she can take care of anything that's thrown her way.
She doesn't
need help.
Does get away with
it. She does.
She's got
somehow,
a lot of people,
some way.
She's got a lot of people that love her, and she always does it with the best intentions, but, you know.
And then they cover for her. They make it work. But what I didn't like about the situation was, like, you know, when Meredith was talking to Joe and she's saying, like, all that love, just looking me in the face, like, it's terrifying. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's scary, but she's trying to open herself up to this. You know what I mean? Like, the first person that has said I love you
that's
to her
so
since
hard.
Her husband passed, and it's like, that's tough. Like, when are we gonna give Meredith a break? You know what I mean? It's like, so just let her be in this blissful, like, okay, Andrew is good to her. You know what I mean? Their love is growing, and then here comes this bombshell where he may have to go to jail. You know what I mean?
That's
or
amazing.
It could just break up their relationship, possibly.
I know we're moving forward, but I also, speaking of love, really want to shout out Link. Because the way that he called out Amelia today was so attractive.
Mm-hmm. Someone needed to.
Y'all know
he's
this whole season.
Game.
No, his game's been stepped up, okay?
Mm.
When him and Meredith were almost a thing, y'all know that I am Team or Link. The way that he stopped her in her tracks and said, is this your past or your future?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I could have just threw... Never
Would
mind.
You throw?
Sorry.
Wow.
But no, it's true. Someone needed to tell her that.
No,
you
that's
know,
real. Yeah.
I know this started out as like... not anything serious, but obviously you guys are getting sushi burritos and doing other things.
So yeah,
I like he told her what's up.
And then like she tried to get out of it, like, oh, so you're gonna come to me now? I'm taking care of a sick baby.
He's want him to go tell Teddy and Owen the same thing.
Same thing, yeah. But he's like, maybe not now. We'll address it, but we are going to address it. You won't slide out of this. So yeah, I really like that he did that too. Like, you're not gonna play with me.
He seems like he's one of the few with a level head, you know, just how he was, like you said, how he was talking to Amelia and how he kind of put her in her place. So that was, that was cool to see.
Yeah.
I like that.
So much fun this episode.
Okay, that's a prediction too. Save that for later.
Yeah. Oh my goodness,
let's go ahead and get into our special segment, The Cure.
It's time for The Cure.
Yes. So, for those of you watching, if you're just tuning in with us, The Cure is our favorite moment or quote from this episode.
You want me to go? So. I can go? Okay. So, mine was, Mare had two, but you kind of addressed the one before, so I'll just do this one. When she and Joe were, you know, getting through their breakthroughs in the bed, and she was just like, violence isn't your birthright or inheritance, it's what you survived. Like, God, she should motivational speak to all. I'd like her to preach me through all of my, like, challenges. But, yes, I just love that because she's so good at just getting through to people.
My cure moment was that also. I would also have to say the time where, why am I blanking on his name? The plane.
Owen?
Schmidt.
Schmidt. When Schmidt was talking to the patient who needed to donate her blood, Francis, you know, that speech that he gave to her, you know, you have to, this is a young kid's life, you have to save his life. And then when she was on the phone with the mom and the mom is just pleading her, you know, my son doesn't have that much time to live, that really tugged on my heart. So that was a good one.
My cure was Kari talking to Toby and saying there's no living with no risk and really having that moment. And I think sometimes we all get a little stuck. So that really just did something for me.
Yeah, that was mine. Yep. So we can share that.
Let's move into some fun stuff.
Yes. Let's get into some news and gossip then.
News and gossip?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Can we go into the memes first?
Oh,
please. There's just one that I really, really want to talk about.
Yes, let's get into our Grey's Anatomy memes that I forgot about.
Mikey said that his cure was Richard saying that laughter should be found in the darkness of their job.
Yeah. Yes.
And I do really, really love that moment.
Yeah.
So good.
Good job, Mikey.
Here's our first meme, which I wish this was a real thing. A bath bomb of Derek.
I'd order so many of those.
Like, what? I would have one. A Michael B. Jordan one.
I
would have a Chris Evans one.
Wait, so you just put it in the water
any person on a bath bomb.
Okay.
And boom.
That would freak me out a little bit, but all
right. It would freak them out, too, when they wake up in your bathtub.
Is this water hot? Okay, next one.
I would be so ready for it.
Right? Super ready. This one is not funny, but it's like, it's true. It's so true. When watching someone complain about how sad Grey's Anatomy is when they're only on season 2.
Yeah. You got a long way to go. Keep watching.
So much.
Keep watching. Next
grab the tissue.
Right? Forget the tissue. Grab a roll of toilet paper.
Because
you're going to
be
yes, you're going to need it. All righty. Let's go ahead. And now we can move on to news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, we talked a lot about Jaggy today, and believe it or not, Kelly McCurry got married over the past weekend, and she looked so beautiful with her husband. She literally wrote a caption saying, "Married, yo." Okay, Kelly.
Nice and simple. That's awesome.
They looked so beautiful. Yes. You get to see her coming down the aisle. You get to see her with her bridesmaids. And I just love that it was a beach wedding. I love that it was so classic. I think that she looked absolutely amazing. I was kind of bummed because I really don't live in reality sometimes and forget that she's not actually with a Jackson.
Yeah.
Right. but to see her and her husband posted up on the wall, the way that she has her flower pot or her bouquet. Her bouquet. She has her bouquet handed, and she's just looking at him in complete bliss and awe in the next photo. And I really, really love. I just congratulations to her. Yeah.
And he works, like, he's worked on a few episodes of Grey's, I think, as director, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Good for them. Yeah. Congrats to the couple.
She looks beautiful.
She looks amazing.
Happy.
So happy for her.
Yay. All right, guys. So, next week is the season finale.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and get into our predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Yeah. I'm going to be real quick. There's just going to be a lot of drama. I feel like someone's going to die. I don't know who. Maybe someone in that car. Maybe Schmidt. Oh. Moving on.
Wow.
It's the only one I could bear losing in that scene because we need her blood and Owen can die.
Owen is going to run through the fog.
Ooh.
When he finds out, this is my prediction, when he finds out that Teddy's in labor... Because he, remember, he just got into the accident with Frances. Oh, my gosh, Frances is going to lose her mind also. Yeah. But Owen is going to go run and find Teddy, and this is going to be their love moment, blah, 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 because she's going to end up having the baby in Amelia's car. So Owen's, it's going to be drama.
Yeah, drama.
Amelia, Teddy, Owen in the fog having a baby in this accident mashup.
Yeah, Owen is, I think Owen is going to confess his love to someone, either Teddy or Amelia.
That's which one do you think it's gonna be?
I think it's gonna be Teddy.
Great.
I think it's gonna be Teddy.
I'm just saying someone's gonna die.
Oh my goodness.
That would be awful.
Oh my goodness. Well,
but it'd be drama.
Yeah.
I had a prediction and then I kind of forgot it, but that's okay. But I feel like we're still like next episode we're gonna get deeper into like the Link and Amelia thing, and I think that Amelia is gonna notice how Owen is with Teddy, right, because she's in labor and everything, and she's gonna definitely move on. Like, actually, I want something good, and she's gonna let Link in.
Okay, I don't think that's gonna happen, but okay.
All right, that's fine.
I mean, okay.
All right, well, I guess we'll find out next week what all happens. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Thank you guys for joining us in the chat. And like I said, we will see you guys next week. Once again, I'm Elle Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Elle Marie TV.
And this is Elena checking out. And you can follow me on all social platforms at @hey_itslay.
And it's Krista. And you can find me all over social media at Krista Flengy.
And I am Benny Adams. You can find me on all social media at Benny J. Adams.
All right, guys. We'll see you next
week.
See you guys later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.